Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Trying to save his nomination as Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, who's been dogged by allegations of alcohol and sex abuse. He denied the allegations but told SiriusXM host Megyn Kelly he will not drink if confirmed.
There won't be a drop of alcohol on my lips while I'm doing it.
He's denying accusations he was forced out of leadership of a veterans group for alcohol abuse and other inappropriate conduct. Somebody wanted Brian Thompson dead. The chief executive of United Healthcare was shot dead Wednesday here in New York City. Police say it was a targeted killing, the gunman opening fire as Thompson entered a hotel, hosting an investor conference, and then escaping. In Palermo, California, a man visited Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists about enrolling a family member. Afterwards, say police, he shot two boys aged 5 and 6. They're both hospitalized in critical condition. The gunman dead from a self-inflicted gunshot. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court took arguments in a culture wars case, Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming treatment for underage kids, even if their parents want it.
The court's conservative majority was highly sympathetic, at least many members of that majority, to Tennessee's law, saying that legislatures should be the ones to regulate medical procedures, not courts. The Biden administration and the liberal justices seem to suggest that this was discriminatory, banning outright a treatment that many families and many kids have said has made a real difference in their lives.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Not too late to be a mother again for this geriatric bird.
Congratulations to Wisdom. The Laysan albatross just laid another egg. The thing is, Wisdom is 74 years old. Scientists call her the oldest wild bird in the world. Wisdom with a new mate after her old mate flew off and left her, living her best life on Midway Island in the Pacific.
ABC's Sherry Preston. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Short turnaround. The Bucks host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Bucks coming off a 127-107 win over the Pistons last night in Detroit. Head coach Doc Rivers on their seventh win in a row.
The more we attack the paint, the more open shots we're going to get. Detroit is a help basketball team like every team is, and our guys just found the open man.
College hoops, number 5th-ranked Marquette is at Iowa State tonight. On Saturday, they'll host Wisconsin. The Badgers losing to Michigan, 67-64, their first loss of the season. Head coach Greg Gard.
Credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes and did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard, and were able to get enough offense going to get past us.
NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if Jair Alexander will be able to play Thursday night against the Lions despite his knee injury.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999 when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night
which opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, blustery northwest winds up around 40 miles per hour, driving our temperatures down into the mid-single digits, wind chills easily below zero. On Thursday, skies gradually turning sunny, blustery winds in lower 20s. It's 6 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll see how feisty those winds are with Brittany Merlot and a little weather and wine. We talk sports with J.R. Ratcliffe and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Alex Lawson, and our young buddy Alex Lawson, the president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org, and of course over on Blue Sky at socialsecurityworks.org. Alex's personal at alaw202.bsky.social. So, Alex, welcome back to the program. I've been reading your rants here. The most recent one, Watchdogs say the world's richest man, Elon Musk, has declared war on Social Security. Tell us about this.
I'd say middle-aged friend of the program, Tom, if that works.
Quite around.
But thanks for having me. Yeah, you know, this is again, it's one of those who could have foreseen moments, because you've been talking about it. I've been talking about it. It's been incredibly obvious about what's going to happen because the Republicans only have one plan. The interesting thing, though, is just how like ridiculous it is, because it's now you have literally the richest man in the world sitting on a commission that's supposed to find trillions of dollars in savings. And, you know, they're pretending like, oh, well, that's this $50 million program that somebody's doing that's, you know, stupid on its face. And you're like, no. When you're talking about trillions of dollars, when it has a T in it, what they're doing is they're going to come and rob you of your Social Security benefits. That's where the money is. That's what they always do. They come after your Social Security and your Medicare. So what happened to start this latest one is Senator Mike Lee and this backbencher in the House, you know, in a pretty coordinated way, started talking about how Social Security is bad and we need to turn it over to Wall Street. We need to wholesale get rid of it. The senator's thread was like 40 tweets of just wrong information long. The House was an interview, but it's the same thing. They're saying, hey, now that, you know, we're actually getting this done, it's time for everyone to realize that we're talking about cutting Social Security. And on Twitter, you know, the thing that really started the news cycle is Elon Musk did one of his interesting tweets. Mm-hmm. So he is a long held believer in the fact that Social Security is bankrupting the country, that we can't afford Social Security. This is Elon Musk himself. So it's no surprise that that's where they're going. But, you know, I have to deal with people who aren't you, Tom. You know, the media is like, oh, out of left field, or where did this come from? Or Donald Trump promised he wasn't going to cut Social Security benefits. And I'm like, they've only got one play. As soon as we really just make peace with that, it's pretty obvious that this is what they're going to do every single time. And what's also obvious, Tom, is that the next unfortunate phase is you're going to have a bunch of credulous Democrats who are going to be like, hey, maybe I should get on this commission to have a good guy's voice on the commission because maybe there's good things. No, unless he pledges in writing, I will not cut one penny of Social Security benefits, one penny of Medicare or Medicaid benefits, then this commission is nothing more than an attack on our earned benefits.
Yeah, and you know what they're going to do with regard to the Democrats. They're going to go to the Problem Solvers Caucus, you know, the Democrats who have their hand out for whoever gives them the most money. And, you know, the banks will start showering cash on them, and they'll start going, well, maybe we should have a Medicare Advantage kind of version of Social Security Advantage. Wouldn't that be a good idea? You know, people could put their money in the stock market and make more money than they do in Social Security. And a lot of young people will go, oh, really? What do you think?
Exactly. And maybe even all they've done is shortened that path because it's literally the richest man in the world is chairing the commission, Tom. Mm-hmm. So when they put their hands out, it's Elon Musk who drops the bag of cash in it. You know, like he bought Twitter for $44 billion. It lost 80% of its value, but he bought an election and he owns, you know, some significant portion of the government, which is reflected in a $100 billion increase in his personal wealth. So this is the this is like a no-brainer for these billionaires. But again, at the end of the day, they know they need to take their money from somewhere, and that somewhere is our pockets. It's our Social Security. That's what they're coming after.
In the wake of the killing this morning in New York of the CEO of United Healthcare, they're the largest provider of Medicare Advantage programs in the United States. You know, we have no idea who this guy was, or you know whether he's, you know, upset about something that involved, you know, personal stuff, or whether it had to do with professional. You know, who knows? But it kind of lifts the question of Medicare Advantage, I think, up a little bit. Where are we at? How much longer is this open enrollment period? I'm thinking I need to publish another one of my Lookout for Medicare Advantage op-eds. It's been a while. I think it's been a year since I've done it.
And I think publish that soon, Tom, because it's days left in open enrollment. You know, I think the murder of an individual CEO or otherwise, you know, we don't know anything about that. Right. What actually is the case there. But United Health, you know, no matter what, this is the biggest player in privatizing Medicare and privatized Medicare. In the insurance market outside of Medicare, the biggest benefactor from this enormous push that is going to happen, you know, like, and it's going to be hard to fight against, Tom, under the Trump administration. If Dr. Oz gets confirmed, he's got one goal, and he's not a clown, you know, like many of the other nominees. Dr. Oz is much more of a cold-blooded health insurance corporate executive. Yeah. And they're pushing to privatize Medicare, and United Health will gain enormous amounts. They'll be by far and away the biggest winner from that, and obviously the biggest loser is the American people. So Medicare Advantage is going to be – sorry.
To what extent can that be done by executive action? I'm assuming that making Medicare Advantage the default when you sign up is not something that requires congressional action, that can be done simply by executive action.
Yeah, the really unfortunate thing, Tom, is that an enormous amount of this stuff when it comes to privatizing Medicare can be done through executive action. And the first Trump administration, they didn't know a lot of that up front. But they were educated by the corporations, you know, really quickly on it. And so by the end, they'd had their thumb on the scale quite vigorously. And that's where you really saw the first acceleration. And we cracked into over 50 percent, and now we're at 54%. They're going to do that just on steroids. And we will obviously be fighting it tooth and nail. But the truth is they're going to get a lot. But also the truth is they still can't deliver. So rural health is still going to be collapsing at an accelerating rate as Medicare privatizes more and more. And I think that is where we will find, you know, some sort of like Senator Lankford from Oklahoma. No one's calling that guy a progressive, but he understands he's got no more hospitals left. Yeah. So because the system literally can't deliver rural health care. So we're going to have to fight it tooth and nail, but there's so much that
a lot of the rural hospital problems have to do with the failure of red states to expand Medicaid, don't they?
Some of it, but there, an enormous amount is actually just due to reimbursement rates by Medicare Advantage.
Oh, really?
Some of it is actually, yeah, and so the rural health.
So hospitals are going out of business because the Medicare Advantage providers are refusing. You know, at what is it? 18% is the rate at which they refuse to pay.
It's refusals, and then it's also very low amounts. So they're saying, no, we're not going to pay you this for that.
Lower in reimbursement.
We're going to pay you an enormous amount less. And if you want to fight me for 5 years, you know, then I'll pay you a little bit more. But I will say, I know we don't have too much time to talk about PE roll-ups, but private equity roll-ups, what they also will do is, if you look at it, you can see that they're actually closing down hospitals and directing people to the more profitable hospitals that are owned by these private equity ventures. So they're making money coming and going.
Yeah, there you go. Hang on just a second, Alex.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The great Alex Lawson. Get over to socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org, or you can follow him at socialsecurityworks.org on Blue Sky. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Tom.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, apps.